a man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J. RJ, are you there?
I am here, guys. What's up?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
And good. We wrapped up our special session, and so back to selling houses and listening to you guys on the radio.
Well, you also, I imagine, too, this is Coach RJ. I imagine you guys getting ready to start up all the kids' baseball, softball, rather, and busy with that, too, right?
Yeah, we've got the Mother's Day tournament this weekend, actually. We're playing down in Hot Springs, the Diamondbacks.
Stop it.
Down there, and yeah, we've got a Mother's Day tournament.
Of course you do.
Mom's tournament.
Oh my gosh.
The base organization here in Arkansas, they're putting that on. And so, yeah, we play tomorrow. And, yeah, hey, softball, man, it's softball time, guys.
Yeah, it's only in America can we go, hey, it's Mother's Day weekend. We're going to play softball with our 8-year-olds or whatever. The mothers are going to have to go out there and work and do their thing. That's what we've done, and it's a busy time. You know, we mentioned R.J. Ella Moore, Justin's daughter and Kate's daughter, hit a home run yesterday in their state playoffs. They're all the way over in Murfreesboro, Roger, and R.J.
Yeah.
Get this. So it's an hour and a half. So they drive all the way over there and play. Got to drive all the way back to Poland. Got to turn around and drive all the way back.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. That's just the way the playoffs.
Right,
so,
right,
and I think this is a regionals, and if they win, then they go to Palestine Weekly, which is, I think, another hour.
Sure.
But, Kate was making
it's a commitment.
Yeah, but Kate was making the point when you're a parent and you're doing like RJ, and when you go to these many games as it is anyway, it's no big deal to travel. I mean, everybody who's a parent that has a kid playing baseball and softball,
it's a memory now. I mean, what do you call it when something is when you do something so many times?
It's because of a habit.
Yeah,
habit.
That's right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Kate's listening.
It's kind of turned into a little family. Like all the moms sit together and. We all, it's not just during the softball games. We're all hanging out during the downtime. And so, it's kind of, that's what we do now. And Bree loves doing it. And so we have a good time. By the way, I saw the third home run Ella hit, I guess it was yesterday. It's a deep center field, man. And I know her hitting coach is Brandon Lackey.
Who's
here in Saline County. He's a great hitting coach. Addison's actually been to him a couple times, and so, Ella's doing great.
Yeah, matter of fact, Kate had mentioned, I'd made a post last night, and he had made a comment on there. She said that he was her instructor. So, yeah, that guy must be pretty darn good if he's teaching as many folks as you say. And then Kate's listening, and Kate said, we're actually going to be in Hot Springs tomorrow, too. South's baseball team is playing in the Mother's Day tournament, so it's
wow.
Good. Hey, whatever makes Mama happy.
That's right.
And I guess it could be a lot worse things to do, Rog, than going out.
Again, it's what they do now. I mean, there was no traveling ball when we were kids. You had the boys' club, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
Now they've paved roads,
so
you can travel and do all that sort of thing. I mean, that's what you do. It's a major commitment. I wasn't built for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough that I'll go see my grandkids now. But they're playing at junior deputy or something like
that. And too, we've got RJ. We've got everything sort of coming together now. You've got softball, collegiate softball that's coming to a close. Razorbacks will find out Sunday at 6 if they will be hosting a regional, which they will be. And if they win, they will have a super regional. There's no doubt in my mind. And so here we are in the same position, Roger, to do this. And then, I was looking what Dave Van Horn had to say about the Razorback baseball team is that I think, Roger, in the last 7 years, or maybe the last 8 years, they have gone to the tournament and maybe been there. Maybe I may be wrong on this. Every year for the last 7 years, except for one, they've hosted a regional. And he was making the point, sometimes it's not good. Sometimes the pressure, your pressure is at home, your home field, you think it's always an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, the guy who's been in the World Series, he says sometimes it's not always the advantage. Sometimes you need to go on the road and do that. So,
and that's only been in the last couple of years, though, that they didn't make that regional.
Yeah, there's only once in the last 7 years. They've gone to,
and wasn't that just like 2 years
ago? Yeah, it was like two, three years ago. And it was one regional. But besides that, they have hosted a regional because they've always been top 10.
They've always been.
And the women are going to be the same. But my point is, too, is all that sort of coming to a close, RJ. Mm-hmm. And you go high school, and by the way, I don't know if you're calling any games, but I know Arkansas TV will be showing a lot of the Arkansas softball and baseball finals. Is the Buzz doing any of that, or is it just Arkansas TV?
No, it's just Arkansas TV. I'm actually calling softball this year on Arkansas TV. You know, the state championships start May 21st, and they go through the 23rd, and they're actually at Majestic Park in Hot Springs this year. And so, but yeah, you've got me and Bobby Swofford and Alyssa Orange and JB Brazil calling games on Arkansas TV this year. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think it's the first year that the state championships have been held at Majestic. Usually they've been at UCA or Benton or at Baum Walker and Bogle Park. And so this will be the first time that we've been down in Hot Springs.
Yeah, you know, I know that Majestic Park's really cool. I think they got a Babe Ruth statue up there. I'm waiting for them to name one of the fields after Roger or something. Somebody needs to do something in Hot Springs for Roger. I probably will step in.
Yeah,
I've done that for Justin Moore. You know, we've done some honorary degrees for Double R. And
well,
M
with
and
Gary Troutman listening.
Yes.
You know, when we're down there for Bath Fitters, it's in the paper.
Yeah.
Now, we'll be down there for Bath Fitters with the hot tub races, bathtub races. With Steve Harrison and all the folks down there. Of course, the backing of Wayne Smith.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the backings of Sigma Supply and the Hamby. All of that money that's behind me. Now, listen, I'm just blessed to be a part of that and blessed to have DNA, blood, sweat, and tears all over the streets of Hot Springs. Do they want to put a statue of me in the center of town with a fountain and water coming out of my hands or something? Sure. Sure, as small as I am, if it's to scale, not going to cost a lot of money. Maybe we can get some donations set up at Roger at 1037thebuzz.com. Roger at 1037thebuzz.com. Send me all the information and any donations.
Would you pay homage to the Hobson Street Hobos?
You know what? I would like to think that the Hobson Street Hobos would come out. We'd all get together. Listen, the older we're all getting, some of us are going away. Some of us are, and a few of us are just getting out of prison.
RJ, since we are here at HOCO in West Little Rock, they're a Gravely dealer. I'd always go back to the time when you and Roger were doing yards for free on a Gravely.
Oh, yeah, RJ. Yeah. His Gravely that he owns was from
you,
that.
You still have the same Gravely?
Yeah. I still got the same exact Gravely, man, and it is doing great. We take it to our
you
buddies.
Remember,
which
you remember
to,
what we did, what we called it?
Engine. I don't know if they,
what was the name of the event?
Cutting for a cause.
We went out to homes of first responders, male or female, nurses, firemen, whatever it was, during COVID, to cut the grass. We went to people's houses that hadn't cut their yard in 20 years. It had nothing to do with them being during COVID and working hard. They had trees growing in their yard, and we cut it. And you could see able-bodied grown men hiding behind curtains looking at us out there sweating, snakes in people's yards. But we did it because we did it for the right reason. We did it to help out others. And it was a great time. RJ and I bonded at that time.
Yeah, I remember.
We bonded.
Yeah, it was a great time. We rallied
sure
together.
Did. Gravely was a big help.
Yeah. Before we let you go, RJ, I do want to thank Don Grisham and Natural State Wholesale. I was talking with Don yesterday. I was asking, I said, how do they run your business? Because all you do right now is fish and hunt on your piece of property out there. He's fallen in love with that because of the land.
Yeah.
They're the land. And so killed his first turkey the other day. He's
absolutely
really, really proud of that. And so anyway, thank your good sponsor, Natural State Wholesale, before you get out of here.
Yeah, man, Don and the guys, Drew, I actually was just up there last week picking up some tile that I didn't have to worry about Baz stealing from me this time. but you know what? If you're looking for tile, luxury vinyl flooring, faucets, ceiling fans, if you're remodeling a house, You owe it to yourself to go to naturalstatewholesale.com, see exactly what they've got, and you are going to save so much money whenever you're remodeling that house, or heck, even if you're building a house. They are your one-stop shop for all the things inside your house. Heck, guys, I was out in the warehouse the other day. They had brand new stoves sitting in the warehouse, and I ended up buying a stove for this remodel that I'm doing right now. So I promise you are going to save thousands of dollars if you're doing a full remodel. If you go to Natural State Wholesale, you can see everything online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
All right, RJ, have a great weekend. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, man.
Okay, guys, see you later.